The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you care about your country, if you're concerned with the direction America is headed, if you're concerned that we live in a society where you're not allowed to question where the virus came from, if you're sick and tired of all this shit, then guess what? There's a reason why you're listening to me right now. We left a trail of breadcrumbs like Mexican Morpheus. Red tamal, blue tamal. Thank you for choosing the red tamal. Welcome to RPT. The way it works here is we are protected by a subscription business model. What you do is you go to patreon.com/redpilltamales. You sign up for the price of a cup of coffee and you get multiple podcast shows. Rob, tell them what they get.
Every Monday you get a Chingo Chat, which is the non-political version of Red Pill Tamales. It's not political-ish. Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, there's a public episode on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere you get your shows. And on Friday is a bonus RPT that you get exclusively on Patreon only. And in the future, we are working on more programming for the rest of the week so that you can have 5 days a week, nonstop Chingo Bling RPT.
That's right, Puro Pinche RPT. So we are syndicated. We're broadcasting everywhere. Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts. Spread the word. But if you want the whole enchilada, if you want to dig deeper, if you want the entire episodes, the exclusive content, head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales. This show is great because of the audience, the Tamal Intelligence Agency. All right? So you've come to the right place. Do it now. Take action. Sign up. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sus.
Right now, I want you to get ready for the Masa Messiah, the Tamale Kingpin.
You know where I'm going with this?
El Rey del Foreplay.
I'm already not comfortable.
The Versace Mariachi. What? All the way from Houston, Texas. Chingo Bling!
Sas por de atrás. This is your boy Chingo Bling. Welcome to another episode of RPT RPT Red Pill Tamales. Season number 6, guys. It's free. Episode 68.
This shit ain't free.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about it like it's a jab. This is your boy Chingo Bling. We got producer Rob in the building.
What's up, everybody?
Man, sorry, y'all. I got these Houston allergies. I didn't sleep well because my wife didn't sleep well, and that's the least I could do is stay up and be tired with her and just hear her blow her nose every 30 minutes or so. And I don't know how big her sinus things are, but that's a lot of mucus.
Her sinus cavities?
Yeah, it's like, damn, it's just like, how are you able to produce that much every time you blow your nose? I don't get it, y'all. I don't know. When the government comes knocking on my door, I think I might snitch on her and be like, man, y'all need to test her, check her, jab her.
Trace, what is it? Trace contact, contact tracer?
We're going to talk about it. We get into all that. As many of y'all know, I'm a comedian as well, man. I'm a stand-up comedian, stand-up guy. But I'm headed to Ontario, man. We sold it out July 14th. We added a show. The late show, already 100 tickets sold. That means it's only like 200 left. July 14th, Ontario. Oxnard is not happening. We got to push it back because the government is paying people to stay home. So the Oxnard Comedy Club is having a hard time getting people to work.
They can't pay them more.
Hey, it's an employee's bargaining chip.
They can't pay them more now.
Pay them more. So if you guys live in Oxnard and you need a job, go holler at them so they can open it up and I can come work. So sorry about that, guys. So scratch Oxnard on July 15th. We apologize. July 16th, Waco, Texas. July 17th, Midland, Texas. We expected to sell out. We just dropped the episode with Nino America, and he said he's going to have all the Southside Midland in the house. Phoenix, Arizona, July 25th, August 11th, Irvine. San Jose, August 18th, August 27th through the 29th is Denver. El Paso, September 9th through the 11th. Brea, California, September 15th, and we're thinking about doing Oxnard September 16th, if they're going to be open by then. Addison, Texas, October 7th through the 10th, San Antonio, October 14th through the 16th, and then H-Town, November 5th through the 7th. Sass! Lots to talk about, y'all. Big, big shout out to all the patrons, man. All the patrons making this show possible.
Yeah.
Guys, I am so happy that how many months have we been doing this, man?
6 months.
And the support has been amazing. People putting their money where their mouth is. They're supporting the show. They're supporting Rob and I, mm-hmm. making sure we got good internet back here, making sure we got Conchas Pan Dulce, fresh cold brew. And of course, we have our freedom of speech. So if you have not joined the community, joined the squad, joined the TIA, the Tamale Intelligence Agency, do it now. Take action. Patreon.com/Red Pill Tamales. And we're going to sign you up. And you can get in on the app and start chopping it up with us and getting all the bonus exclusive premium content, brother.
Premium.
It's premium. For sure. So there's a lot happening, man. And in July, we're going to start doing a bonus podcast with all the patrons via Zoom. So if you're a member of the TIA, all my TIAs and TIOs, you'll be able to pop a code one, warm up some tamales, you know what I'm saying, on the comal, and join in on the live podcast conversation. And these are going to be monthly events. I want them to take place towards the end of the month. More details to come. Join the I fucked that up.
We're not. This is a live on the podcast, everybody.
I know y'all get all the fuck ups for free. You know what I'm saying? That's the cherry on top. Join the TIA and support the podcast today. Patreon.com/RedPillTamales. And we got some new merch coming. A lot of new design ideas. And of course, like always, want to make it available to the TIAs and TIOs first. And luego ya los demás, güey, they can get the leftovers.
That's right.
Por favor, believe it.
Yeah, man, so we're coming off of that episode with Nino. It was a very good episode. Looking forward to the feedback from his following. He's got a solid following of people that love what he's saying, and he was interesting.
Yeah, it was fun. We want to have him back on, and of course, a lot more guests coming down the pipeline. Very, very, very excited about that. You know, the show, man, feels legit, bro.
It does. You know, and we said from the beginning we didn't want to rely on heavy, like, guests, because the show is you talking about the stuff. It's you and I riffing about what's going on, breaking it down, giving our 2 cents, our 2 pieces and a Coke. But having a splash of some of these guests is, I think, really going to help draw people or drive people to the show to hear more about these bigger ideas, you know?
Yeah, different perspective. Yeah. And, you know, some people... for example, man, let's just leak one. Jonathan, what's his last? How do you say his last
name? I believe it's Copel.
Okay, he went viral because he spoke. He's a teacher in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. He went viral because he's been speaking out at these school boards about CRT and how dangerous and backwards it is. And obviously, he's on the front lines fighting for our kids' education, putting our kids first, not the teachers' unions. So somebody like that. We're going to have on, he's going to be on and talk about that specific subject amongst other things, but we want to get different perspectives and point of view and some details and insight.
Yeah. He dropped a song too on 4th of July.
No shit.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's, I forgot the name of it. I'll look at it. Oh, This Is America, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got a great voice.
Nice.
And the chick that he sings with, you know, they do like the singer-songwriter kind of stuff. I was like, man, I'm about it.
It's like there's such a big demand, in my opinion. Like Aaron Lewis went number one with that. Am I the only one who's ready to fight?
Dude.
For my love of the red and white and the blue. Down and turning around. Another statue coming down in the town near you. Am I the only one? Because think about it, man. You know, it's just a bunch of bull crap. And right now, like we've been saying, pick a side and ride. Like our country's under attack. Our rights are under attack. Our freedom is under attack. And we're going to get into stuff like the government coming door to door. Facebook want you to snitch on your neighbor. I mean... shit seeming very Nazi-ish, even though they called Trump a Nazi for like 5 years straight.
Yeah, and you know, since the first 15 minutes are the teaser and they'll be on YouTube, we gotta tread lightly. I know some people, won't even say that word. They'll say, you know, that group, they'll find code words, kind of like
Nino
does.
Ain't that a bitch. Yeah, ain't that a bitch.
And that goes back to the censorship,
and
right?
Exactly. That lets you know when we have to tap dance around certain verbiage. See, like the government is, see, here I go.
Well, this is the show.
All right, here we go. Let me just talk about this. Freedom of speech is where the government is not allowed to silence you. However, if big tech is being instructed by let's just say, government agencies, like, oh, well, we're flagging your video because, you know, the CDC said. It's like, bitch, that's the government.
Yeah.
The government telling you to silence us. So I don't want to get too in the weeds about that. But like Nino said on the last episode, he said, man, it's not even about red pilling people no more. It's basically about, like, the lions, you know, crewing up, clicking up with the other lions and trying to protect the sheep, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's really the reality of it, man. If you pay attention to what's really happening, I know a lot of people like to say, like, man, it's like, okay, I just go to work, fool. I don't want to worry about that. Hey, both parties are crooked, way. Yeah. That way. Hey, los Republicans también, way. Eso, way. Fox News, CNN, los dos, way. Hey, way, los dos, way. Two wings are the same chicken, way. Es el mismo pedo, way. They all want to screw us. So I'm just going to focus on me. You know what? That's cool to an extent, but if you do love your kids and you want them to have a good future and opportunities and rights and freedoms and a decent country with, you know, shit, no crime, the government ain't all up in your mix, then you might want to start paying attention. And, you know, like I always say, get your head out your ass.
So funny enough, Facebook gave me a top badge for your page, your Facebook page.
Interesting.
As a top fan. And I was like, oh, okay. No, it took 10 years, but I got a top.
Goddamn.
Top fan badge. And I usually don't. I almost went in and also started commenting on the thread yesterday about the, I forgot what post it was, but the comment section quickly turned into the drink bleach debunk thing.
Oh, okay.
Bro, man, some of the people, no matter what you put in front of them.
Yeah. They're like, well, I don't trust that source. And it's like, okay, dude, if you, you know, I usually hit them with, show me where he said drink bleach or inject Clorox or anything like that. Ingest, you know, go back and watch it.
The whole disinfectant thing, like there's a post on it, and that's what I copied the fucking link from our What You Said page that you had posted, and I was going to post it in there because that guy does the, let's break down where Trump said, you know, drink bleach, and he does the whole thing, and there's snippets from the news, like what the UV light means, mm-hmm. what disinfectant, you know, there's a certain gland in the body that they call it like disinfectant, but I was like, nah, leave it alone. And then I saw other people, I mean, these threads, there's like threads within the threads. They didn't even talk about the original post. It all somehow went into like, the debunk thing.
And remind you, bro, this is all after I posted a video that said, hey, if you think I'm fucking cuckoo, sell out, I hate my own people.
Oh, yeah.
If you already made up your mind, ya me calificaste, like you just thinking like this bro's just a sellout and all this time he's been a secret Republican, he's been lying to us or whatever the fuck, right? It's like, I already gave you the invite to bounce and you're not even giving me the benefit of the doubt. And I don't block people for having an opinion or for having an argument backed by stats or evidence. I'll block motherfuckers that put words in my mouth and try to mind read. When they say, well, that's what happens when your tax bracket. And it's like, bitch, you don't know nothing about my tax bracket or none of that. So I'm on unemployment right now. So, hey, don't worry about it. July 14th, Ontario, California. First show sold out. Second show has been added. But a lot to talk about today. Let me just mention what we're going to get into. So the Capitol Police wants to set up, what do they call them? Like auxiliary offices in different cities, like, you know, in California and in Washington, stuff like that, to further pursue to be more, you know, on the ground, grassroots, trying to round more people up who were at the January 6th. So that's very interesting. We're going to get into that. We teased the fact that Biden and Psaki have been saying that they want to start going door to door as part of their plan to implement, you know, la vacuna, the shot, the jab. We didn't touch on the Sha'Carri Richardson.
Not really, no, because the more news came out yesterday about that.
Oh, yeah, word. Okay, well, I have it in my little notes and stuff. Also, I heard that when the storm that was coming to Florida, somebody on the news, or I can't remember who it was like, and more than ever, you know, to prepare for this storm, you want to make sure you're vaccinated.
What?
Yeah, they snuck that in there. Maybe you could look it up. Trump sues Twitter and Facebook. That just came out.
The NFL, I kind of wanted to touch on
that. Oh, that's
a
good one.
Let's go through that chart, too. Yeah, put it on there so we can.
Man, that was a really good one. The NFL's new rules for the vaccinated and the non-vaccinated players.
Scary.
Very. An organization's ESG score. That's a very interesting thing, how social justice warrior stuff creeps into big corporations and affects that. The president of Haiti was assassinated in a kick dough. They did a home invasion, midnight. And then another note we have here is the Clintons' history with Haiti. Something with kids and stuff like that.
Dude, right? We'll get into it. It's wild.
Black Panther director Ryan Coogler collaborating on a movie about the U.S. political insurrection. Can't wait to talk about that. Joy Reid from MSNBC mocks Marco Rubio for tweeting Bible verses every day for random reasons video.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is America.
There's a lot more in that video, too.
And we got some questions from members of the Thea.
Sure do.
Sent them via the Patreon. If you have a video question, submit it. Send it, you know, keep it short. Keep it under, you know, a minute, por favor. Don't be all long-winded and like, hey, wait, when Pancho Villa was a kid, este. Send it on over to redpilltamales@gmail.com. Redpilltamales@gmail.com. You know, that's the mail that Google monitors because, you know, Google owns it. Mate.
Yeah, you know, they're no matter where we go, they're going to be monitoring you.
For sure. And if you don't like it, go build your own Google, chingo.
So you, Marisol was telling me you were on the Saki, you know, going door to door thing earlier this morning, maybe or last night, because I just saw it, I guess earlier this morning too, the snippet from her press conference. What did you take away from it? What is it? What's the rundown?
I mean, I think the context that might be lacking is that maybe they're just quote unquote trying to just talk to you, give you some information, persuade you, maybe give you a pamphlet, not necessarily have the jab in a little ice cooler, keeping it cool to stick it in your arm. So obviously my mind initially was like, man, they bring in the jab door to door because that's how they do it in Mexico. In other countries, if they want everybody to be vaccinated, they don't play. You know, you already know how China is. Mm-hmm. They don't play. They're very regimented. The government has like absolute power, and there is no like, hey, stay off my lawn type of thing. But it just reminds me of like the black shirts and the brown shirts and the you know, basically how the Nazis and different authoritarian or totalitarian governments were able to bypass the Fourth Amendment, bypass your health privacy. They want to have a master list, like a database. So this is my thought, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, 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 Rob. Hold on. Cut. That is the end of the teaser. All right? If you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content. So head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right, see you there. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sauce.